Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning, and it is, it's cloudy out, it's overcast, could be worse. You know what I'm not seeing? The wind. Obviously it's, the wind isn't something I see, but I see the effects of the wind when I'm looking out the WBSM studio window, and I don't see trees bent over. I don't see electrical wires blowing in the wind. Nope. Maybe we finally get a day where the wind has calmed down a little bit. I don't think that I've seen a sustained amount of wind like we've had the last couple of weeks. I also start to think, gee, maybe it's time we stop paying attention to the Farmer's Almanac, right? And, you know, we're guilty of it here, just like any other media company. They all love to write the article, here's what the Farmer's Almanac is predicting. But I think it's been wrong more often than it's been right, especially in recent years. If I remember correctly, the Farmer's Almanac was saying that this was supposed to be a horrible winter with lots of snow, record cold, all that stuff. And while we did have a few cold days, overall, I don't think it was a record cold winter. And we certainly didn't have a ton of snow. Which makes me really, really worried for the next time it snows, because we are now 2 years since we've had significant snowfall. And I mean significant snowfall. I think the most we had like one snowfall 2 years ago, and it wasn't much. And then this past winter we had a 4-inch storm in New Bedford. Granted, it was higher in some of the areas around New Bedford, but still, it's not like, I think it was 2015, the year that we had the two blizzards, and it just seemed like it snowed every single weekend. But now the Farmer's Almanac is saying that we here in the Northeast, in New England, should be prepared for a very soggy summer with lots of thunderstorms. And people are looking at that and saying, oh, we're gonna have a horrible summer. Well, two things about that. One, it's the Farmer's Almanac. Stop believing it. It's not accurate. But also, two, yes, please. I'd much rather have a soggy summer than another summer of drought like we've had. So, yeah, I would take a soggy summer and bring on those thunderstorms. I love thunderstorms. Once I got over my fear of them as a kid, they became one of my favorite things. And that fear I had was justified. You sleep out in a tent during a horrendous storm and tell me you're not going to be traumatized by it. But I got over it. Now I love them. So bring them on. The more thunderstorms, the better. But also, yes, I want to have, I mean, I don't want it to rain every day, but I don't want to have a drought either. I don't want to have to deal with all the effects of that. But also, I don't want a very, very hot summer anyway, because I just don't like the heat. Maybe I'll feel differently this year, though. Although I remember throughout the course of my life, you know, I didn't weigh almost 300 pounds my entire life. Certainly for the last couple of years. And certainly I haven't weighed as less as I weighed the amount that I weigh now since, you know, early college days. But even when I was a skinny kid, I hated the heat. If I went outside and it was, you know, 90 degrees, I was like, ah, it's just too hot. Don't like it. But maybe I'll feel differently about the heat and humidity this year. I doubt it, though. There's nothing that I hate more than, you know, taking a shower, getting ready for work, getting nice and clean, putting on deodorant, putting on nice clean clothes, walking out the door and just sweating through everything that I own. Maybe I should finally get the air conditioning fixed in my car. That might help too. But yes, the Farmer's Almanac, that ever so reliable book. I mean, if it was really that good at predicting the weather, it wouldn't be a book that you buy by the cash register at the supermarket. Now, I don't know if it's the, I'm assuming it's the almanac that's for farmers, not an almanac that's by farmers. But the people who are behind that, if they were accurate, should be working for AccuWeather, the Weather Channel, National Weather Service, instead of writing a book that you buy at the supermarket. You know what else you buy by the supermarket checkout? Tabloids, where a lot of that stuff isn't true. Of course, I should also point out, you also can buy at the checkout line the magazine that my friends Amy Bruni and Adam Berry point out, which, as I'm bashing supermarket checkout periodicals, I should point out their magazine is very, very well done. Anyway, 508-9, just in case they're listening, 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. So back in the beginning of the program this morning, in the first hour, we were talking about the update to the Miss Lizzie's Coffee, Lizzie Bordenhouse story from yesterday. If you didn't get to hear Joe Pereira with me in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday, that podcast is up. I also have an article at WBSM.com and on the app recounting our conversation. And then I had a follow-up article that came out later in which the Fall River Inspectional Services Department refuted a bit of the claim that was in the Herald News article / inside the brief that was filed by U.S. Ghost Adventures. And while, you know, my original intention was just to get a little statement, a quote, a paragraph that I could put into the original story, it ended up being a significant amount of information that I felt was, you know, valuable to know. So I created a second story. But basically, the Inspectional Services Department is saying no city employee, no inspector went and demanded information. They just inquired if the house was the same owner. So it's being mischaracterized, apparently, by U.S. Ghost Adventures in their filing, which I think is significant, because then that can call into question just how much people are confused or angered, as they're claiming, by the perception of a connection between the two businesses when there is none. And as I was saying earlier, if you have two businesses with a similar name and somebody thinks that you are owned by the same people, then you probably deal with that all the time. It doesn't mean that there's marketplace confusion. It just means you've got to answer that question. We've seen that happen with a lot of families that own businesses, where one family owns one location, one part of the family owns one location, another part of the family owns another location. They might not get along, but, and so the businesses aren't linked, but they don't claim that it's causing confusion. I mean, if you have something that your city or town is known for, you're going to have multiple businesses that are named after that. I think it all stems from the suspicion that U.S. Ghost Adventures wanted to buy the building that the coffee shop is now in and got beat to it. I think that's what this all comes down to. I don't know that for sure, but that's been some of the speculation, and it just seems that way to me. But anyway, you can read those stories at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And you can hear that discussion with Joe on our podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, and inside that story as well. Not Bad in Oak Bluff says, good morning, Tim. I beg to differ with your assessment of last summer. I recall it being very soggy with rain almost every weekend. Yeah, last summer we avoided the drought, but the two summers before that we had drought issues. I remember like having to put out stories about like how dry the Buttonwood Park pond was. Last summer we avoided the drought. It was the 2 years before that we had the issue. I am fine with a rainy summer. Now, the other part of it is, how rainy has it been here in the spring or the early goings of spring, late winter? This is a time of year when, you know, you expect to have rain, but keep in mind that on the back end of this, when we get to the summer months, a wet spring or late winter, early spring, that can lead to a lot of issues with mosquitoes later on in the summer, which can lead to a lot of issues with Triple E and West Nile virus. So we were lucky last year that we didn't have a lot of issues with that locally. We had some cases, but it wasn't as bad as it had been in the past. And hopefully we'll be in a similar situation this year and won't have as many issues. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what I remember when you guys were talking about trying to build a bridge out there or remodel a bridge. Is that the same bridge?
Well, no. So we had in Providence, there's a bridge that has a structural issue that was discovered. So they had to shut down half the bridge. So now they're basically trying to get all the traffic over one side of the bridge. And they had Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, in town last week. And he was, you know, saying, yeah, we are going to have to, you know, pay $250 to $300 million to replace this bridge. But I don't know if now that's going to be something that gets slowed down because of what happened in Baltimore.
Do the bridges look similar?
No, this bridge is more of a, it's a small highway bridge. It's not anything nearly as long. It's probably like a quarter mile long, maybe a half mile long.
Okay. So, there's this guy that resembles you maybe a year and a half ago before you started getting losing your swole. And then on YouTube, he has called the Burbs. Know your last name, and I was like, "Oh," and I said, "That's not him singing." Because it looks like you're playing guitar and stuff like that too. You used to play guitar too, didn't you?
Not well. But there's a singer and a guy whose name Nathaniel Ratliff that people think that I look like.
The one guy I told you resembles you. You look a lot alike, didn't you? That one guy, Andrew, that I had you look at.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when When you, yes, I thought that was pretty good looking. All right, one thing.
I'm just tired of getting confused for Brad Pitt. I'm not Brad Pitt. I know we look similar, but
I do see the resemblance. You know, I see Brad Pitt, and I like to think, let everybody know your nickname. That you, I'm sorry, I'm gonna tell everybody your nickname. You were the Kung Fu Panda of the paranormal. So, you know, and it's like, you know.
I think people.
And I miss that Timothy.
I think people also confuse me with Brad Pitt because I too dated Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie, so that might be why.
And who do you think was the better one?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. That'd be unfair to make me pick between the two. They're both wonderful women.
And I see one thing: Jennifer Aniston might be nice, but she smokes a lot of cigarettes. And you don't see her smoking cigarettes, but she, you know, when you're around people that smoke cigarettes, and you don't smoke. You know, that's something that you don't want, like, put your, it's like kissing an ashtray. I'm not saying I've kissed many ashtrays, but I could just imagine, you know. But it's like, in the sad, you know, I don't know. I'm not, like I said, you think some pretty people are supposed to be like, oh, that's like Jennifer, like, what's her name? Liz Hurley. She smokes cigarettes a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't understand why people still do it when we have all the data that shows you what it does and the damage that you're doing to yourself. People still choose to do it, so I don't know.
People just want to rebel sometimes, you know. You're doing the wrong thing since they can't go out and they want to do nothing really bad so they can catch a case, you know. You know, have to go see the judge or something like that.
I mean, even though I know, you know, how bad cigarettes are and I don't smoke, I'm still prone to, you know, if I've been having a lot of drinks and somebody pulls out a cigarette, I might be like, hey, give me one of those. But I kind of get it, but I also don't understand why, with all the information we have, people would still choose to pick that up. I got to hold you there, Lamone. I got to take a break.
All righty.
You have a good day, though.
I was going to share some inspirational news, but okay.
Listen, just hearing your voice is inspirational enough for everybody.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
That's what it does.
And New Bedford. New Bedford.
All right.
Okay. See you later, player. Lizzie Borden.
Oh, you can read about it at WBSM.com. We have the whole story. It's pretty complicated there, but you can read it all.
I wonder who wrote that.
Certainly not, you know, the greatest talk show host in the history of right this moment.
Well, it could be worse. You could be like Richard Bay.
I always brag to people when people say, how are you... You know, how are your ratings? How do you do it on the radio? I always say, I am the top rated number one radio talk show that's on my station in my time slot.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yep.
Number one. And then plus Charlie McCarthy comes on there.
There's nobody else competing with me in my time slot on my station, so I win. All right, I got to hold you there. You have a good day.
I said Charlie McCarthy. I was tripping that day.
All right, take it easy.
All right, play on, brother.
All right, that is Lamone in Las Vegas, which I've finished watching that History of Las Vegas on CNN last night. I watched the last episode. I had it in my DVR, and, you know, they talked about the future of Las Vegas and how it's become kind of Disney-fied. And I thought to myself, Disney has become kind of adultified. Not that I've ever been to Disney, but, you know, you can tell that they're catering more to the Disney adults as much as they are the kids. So it's, you know, it's kind of, is Disney becoming Vegasified? Anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And our buddy over at Southern Mass Alerts at Metro_notify on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to keep calling it Twitter just because I know that'll make Elon mad. Sent a message saying that we've had 9 inches of rain since March 1st. 9 inches of, thank God it wasn't snow, but 9 inches of rain since March 1st. And you know what? That's not it for March. We've got more rain coming over the next couple of days. So yeah, it's a wet one. And so it'll be interesting to see how that affects the mosquito population this year. Make sure that you have all of your standing water dumped out so that it doesn't lead to breeding of mosquito eggs. One guy who I know will always dump out the groundwater and also bring you all the headlines of the day is Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
A rescue mission in Baltimore has become a search for bodies. The Supreme Court weighs access to an abortion pill. And former President Trump joins the Bible business.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Divers will resume the search for the six people presumed dead this morning after a cargo ship hit a major Maryland bridge. The search for the missing bridge workers was suspended Tuesday night because of diminished visibility and treacherous currents in the busy Baltimore harbor. The workers were thrown into the water early Tuesday when a loaded cargo ship plowed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. Trade experts fear the Baltimore bridge collapse could disrupt global supply chains. Mark Mayfield, Remore.
Last year, over 47 million tons of foreign cargo passed through Baltimore Harbor. Officials on Tuesday said maritime traffic through the port is being suspended until further notice after a loaded cargo ship plowed into a bridge crossing the harbor. The head of the Institute of Export and International Trade said the suspension could have a significant ripple effect on global supply chains. He told the BBC that over 750,000 vehicles moved through Baltimore last year, noting that Baltimore is also a major exporter of liquefied natural gas for Europe. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Supreme Court considering a case that could limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are reviewing an appeals court decision blocking recent FDA changes that made the medication more widely available. Solicitor General argued on behalf of the Biden administration on Tuesday, claiming the ruling would inflict, quote, grave harm on women across the nation.
Some women could be forced to undergo more invasive surgical abortions. Others might not be able to access the drug at all. And all of this would happen at the request of plaintiffs who have no certain injury of their own. The court should reject that profoundly inequitable result.
The FDA changes expanded who may prescribe mifepristone and allowed it to be dispensed through the mail. The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to reverse the lower court's ruling. Pro-Palestinian protesters interrupted President Biden's remarks on health care in North Carolina Tuesday. During an event in Raleigh, protesters shouted, "What about health care in Gaza?" And hospitals in Gaza are being bombed.
Be patient with them. They have a point. We need to get a lot more care into Gaza.
Demonstrators calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war have frequently interrupted democratic events. Biden is facing growing pressure to push Israel to scale back its military operations in Gaza as the civilian death toll rises. And former President Donald Trump is partnering with country music star Lee Greenwood to sell Bibles. On Tuesday, Trump shared a video on social media saying, quote, "Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. The God Bless the USA Bible is $60 on Trump's website. The news comes as Trump has just a few days to put up $175 million for an appeal bond that will stop New York from enforcing a $454 million fraud judgment against him. Meanwhile, the New York judge presiding over Trump's upcoming hush money trial is imposing a gag order on the former president.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Bruins beat the Florida Panthers 4-3 last night. They play the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at 7:30. And on Thursday, the Celtics play the Atlanta Hawks, and the Red Sox head to Seattle to play the Mariners.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Wednesday morning, everybody. Cloudy skies this morning with a patchy drizzle and fog. Temperature in the 40s. Patchy drizzle and fog will continue this afternoon under cloudy skies. Temperatures on the mild side, low 50s. Overnight tonight, we expect the rain to move in. After midnight, a temperature in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, rain, patchy fog, around 50. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
In my experience, there's only a few certain kinds of people that wear sunglasses at night. There's Corey Hart. I mean, he's got to keep up the brand. The Blues Brothers. Rock stars. And vampires. So if you encounter somebody that's wearing sunglasses at night, and it's not Corey Hart, it's not a Blues Brother, and they're not a recognizable rock star, run, because they're probably a vampire. So just keep that in mind. Again, that's only my experience. I don't claim that to be a universal truth. It's just what I've dealt with in my time. 508-996-0500. We also have App Chat open and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Make sure that you have the app downloaded so that you can get not only all of our great stories, all of our podcasts, listen to our live stream, breaking news alerts, but you can get live traffic and weather every single day on it as well. Anytime you need it, just open up the app, hit the hamburger, cheeseburger, whatever it is, the three lines on the side. And then, you know, it can be whatever you want. It can be a bacon double cheeseburger. I'm not going to judge you. And then when you go down the list, you'll see all of those options there. Makes it nice and easy for you to get all the information that you need to start your day and throughout your day all in one spot. And it's brought to you by our friends at South Coast Towing. A reminder that we have a Seize the Deal going on sale at 9 a.m. for Jersey Mike's subs. Today is their day of giving. And if you go into Jersey Mike's today, 100% of all the profits today are going to help local charities. And Jersey Mike's doesn't come in to a town and work with, you know, these national organizations. They find individual, small, local charities to work with, not only for the day of giving, but for all the different things they do throughout the course of the year. But today is the big day. Today is the day where they are giving 100% of the profits to all of these great local charities. So make sure you stop into a Jersey Mike's today and get yourself some lunch or some dinner. But also, we'll have that Seize the Deal going on sale at 9 a.m. You get two regular Jersey Mike's subs for $10. It's basically a buy one, get one free. And then also while you're at SeizeTheDeal.com, huge sale, 70% off a number of great spots. You're getting $15 dining deals. $50 dining deals. You're getting $50 to some great restaurants for just $15. So imagine looking like the hero that gets to, you know, go home and say, honey, we're going and having dinner tonight at Common Pub and Grill or Canned Heat or Me and Toho, or The Vault, Yozakura Sushi. These are just some of the places where today and through Sunday, you can get $50 to those restaurants for just $15. So check that out at seizethedeal.com. I was talking earlier about the case in Bridgewater of the special needs teacher who is accused of assaulting three pre-K students. And what I found interesting about that case, now, what she is alleged to have done is grab one child by the mouth, scratching them and injuring them, grabbing another child by the mouth, and also force-feeding a third child to the point where that child vomited. So it sounds like this person is trying to shove food down kids' throats. But what was interesting about this is that these reports came from another person in the school, another school staffer who blew the whistle on this person. Now, again, these are just allegations. She hasn't had her day in court yet, but she has been placed on administrative leave. But we hear these stories all the time of parents who say, well, you know, my child came home and said a teacher put their hands on them. And then it becomes basically really the kid's word against the teacher's word. And I think that's why in some cases it's hard for school officials to take. I mean, they're going to take all of these accusations seriously, but they have to kind of weigh that. does this child have a reason to make something up about the adult and all those factors? But this is not that. This is another adult, another school staffer, saying that they have witnessed this and that they have seen this. And it takes a special kind of temperament to be able to work with special needs kids. And if these allegations are true, it sounds like this person who has been apparently in this world for 18 years, according to WCVB, it sounds like this person doesn't have that temperament. Now, it could be a variety of things. Could be that something's going on at home and this person's stressed out and taking it out on these kids, which is, of course, is still wrong, but it also would suggest that there isn't 18 years of this ongoing treatment of kids. But what if there was and nobody said anything anytime sooner? So a lot to unpack with that case, and it'll be one that people keep an eye on. But not the first case of special needs student abuse. Obviously, pre-K students, 4 years old, you know, this is something that is especially troubling. But there's been a number of stories in recent years of special needs teachers who were physically abusive with the students. We'll see how it shakes out. 508-996-0500. Taking a break and be back in a few moments. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
Well, I'm not happy because I didn't win.
Ah, well, I mean, were you really planning on it?
One guy in New Jersey, are you for real? I mean, all that money, all them tickets generated from the machine and one person... I'm sorry. This is crap.
Well, one person got all the numbers right. I mean, there's still smaller winners that happen.
Well, I know that, but come on. They have to share the wealth. This one guy, I'm going to go begging for money if I find out who it is.
I don't think you'll ever find out who it is. He's going to protect himself and insulate himself.
Yeah, he's not going to advertise. I want to say good morning to Shawnee, girl. Listen, no swearing, you know. I didn't get to hear the swearing because he cut you off just in time. I know you're mad. I know that, and I get mad too. But all you got to do is call back in. Look, Mr. Weisberg still takes my calls.
Yeah, no, Shawnee can call back in. She needed to cool off yesterday, that's all.
Yeah. I know it's about the road. I think she's complaining about the condition of the road. Or is it about the chemicals at the new Goodyear or something?
No, it was about... So basically what happened was she took issue with somebody... saying she was complaining about the road where she lives, and she's like, it's not the road where I live, but she was talking about the road where she travels. But what I was trying to express to her was that the caller's point was, you know, it wasn't just about her in particular. It was about people complaining about, you know, just what affects them directly and not seeing what's happening in other parts of the city, and that eventually they'll get to you. So, but what my issue was just that she was, you know, yelling at me and telling me what to do. And as you know, that doesn't happen on this show.
Well, you need to calm down too, Mr. Weisberg.
I was calm.
We have the right to be upset too, just like you, you know.
Yeah, but you can't tell me how to run the show.
Well, and about the swearing, Shawnee, let me tell you something, Shawnee. This is the way it is. Barry Richards on his show, now because it's his show, he gets to use the two B words, you know, the B and the ba. He gets to use them because it's his show. But if we call in and we try to use, because I said the B word and you hung up on me, Mr. Weisberg. You hung up on me when I did that one day. But Shawnee, just call back and try not to swear.
And even the word she said wasn't a swear per se, but it's a word that we're not going to put out over the air. That's all.
Well, I don't know what it was. Was it the SH word?
Nope.
Oh, it wasn't that one. Wow. Now you got me wondering now.
Eh? I mean, I'll tell you this much. If you listen on the podcast, you can hear it.
Oh, I might have to go and do that. I heard you, what you said. You don't have AC. Listen, I don't have AC. When I bought my car used from a guy in Rhode Island, I've had it 6 years. It's needed a compressor all this time, and I never fixed it. So in the heat of August, when it's really humid, I do my grocery shopping. The minute that store opens and I'm home, before the sun gets high in the sky with the humidity, because I'd never make it home. I can't breathe with that humidity. I can take 100 degrees if it's dry. But it has to be dry.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like the heat or the humidity, but I don't think I could deal with 100, but I could certainly deal with, you know, higher temperatures if it was dry.
And you're talking about the Almanac. I don't know to believe that. I don't buy that book. But, I mean, what do you really think it's going to be? I wish I could know what the way it's going to be this year.
Right. We have no idea. They just try to make their best guess based on, you know, the data that they collect. But we never really know what's going to happen. We don't even know what's going to happen on the eclipse coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
you know?
But I'm like you. I love the thunderstorms. I can't get enough of it. And I want to hear it loud. For some reason, when I was a child, I was so frightened. I used to run straight over to my grandmother because she was always there no matter what. But now I can't get that thunder to be loud enough for me.
Yeah, I used to hide in the in one room in my house that didn't have any windows. There was a bathroom that was on the inside middle of the house, and I would always go to that room because there were no windows at all, and I would just hang out in the bathroom until the storm passed. But, you know, now I love them. Now I want to. I don't go outside in them, but I'll go sit by the window.
Wait a minute. No window in the bathroom?
Yeah.
What do you do in the wintertime? The snow didn't come in?
Why would there be snow coming into the bathroom?
No, you said there was no window. There's no window, I thought you meant no glass window. There's just no window at all, you mean?
Yeah, there's no. It was just a bathroom in the middle of the house with no window.
I thought you meant there was missing glass. That's what I thought.
No. No, it had no windows. It was just somebody they had added a bathroom in and taken like a corner of the hallway to do it.
Yeah. One more thing before, because I think I went over the 3 minutes, but that guy with the coffee shop there, you know, when that all first started, I really thought he was trying to in it to capitalize on the Lizzie name, but no, I don't think so now. I think he has the right to have that shop, and I don't know what that Lizzie bed and breakfast is thinking. So if I have a daughter named Elizabeth, and I want to open something on the other side of the bed and breakfast, like Lizzie's shoes or something, I wouldn't be allowed to do that. Not because they own the Lizzie name outright like that.
Well, they don't, but they think that they do, and therefore somehow they think they can convince a judge that they do. But I mean, there's no doubt Miss Lizzie's Coffee is capitalizing on Lizzie Borden. But as Joe's making the argument, you know, anybody in Fall River should be able to utilize the Lizzie Borden, you know, name and likeness in a business, because that's what the city's known for. That's the identity of the city.
But I'll tell you, if they win, if the bed and breakfast wins, I mean, that's too bad about that. I don't think they should win at all.
No,
I don't.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Have a good day.
You as well.
Call in, Johnny. Call in, girl.
And
I know.
All right. Take it easy.
Yeah.
I do have to take a break here. Let me see. Yep. Let me take the break. Caller, hang on. If we can squeeze you in before the end of the hour, we will. But we'll be back in just a few moments. Let's see. I can cut that and save you a little time on the break. We'll be right back. All right. Let's go back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.